Hush Puppy, a Southern Fried Tale by C.S. Fuqua, illustrated by Beth Young, produced and read by C.S. Fuqua for Wind Poem Creative in association with Cooperative Inc. In celebration of good people and tasty food. Ever wonder how fried cornbread came about? I did. This is Pup. She loved to bark. This is the tiny baker. He loved to bake breads. Pup lived with her human in a house at the edge of this forest. The baker lived in the forest in a tiny house with tiny doors, tiny windows, and tiny rooms. But the kitchen was huge, and the baker spent most of his time there, baking wonderful breads. Each morning, he made a new kind of bread. If he liked the bread, and he always liked his new breads, the tiny baker would leave the bread and recipe in a basket at Pup's house. He knew Pup's human would share the bread and recipe with everyone in the village, and that made him happy. One day, he saw the woman through the window of her house cooking fish in a kettle of hot oil in the fireplace. "Fried fish," he whispered. "That needs a special bread." Woof! The baker dashed into the forest, startled by Pup's bark, his buttery belly bouncing. As he ran home, he could hear Pup somewhere far behind. Safely back in his house, he hurried into the kitchen to invent a new bread to eat with fried fish. He built a fire and poured oil into the kettle to cook the fish. Then he started making the new bread. He poured milk into the bowl. He added an egg, baking powder, fresh corn kernels, and diced onions. Then he mixed the ingredients together. Bang! The front door suddenly crashed open. Giant steps thundered down the hallway toward the kitchen. Woof! Pup popped into the kitchen. She had followed him home. She was as tall and wide as the tiny baker. She gave him a big, wet lick on the face, and he laughed. Woof! Dishes clattered, and pans shook on their hooks. Woof! "Hush, puppy! I'm making a new bread to eat with fish." The tiny baker wiped his hands on his apron and went to the kettle to check the oil. Woof! Woof! Pup grew so excited, she jumped and landed in the large mixing bowl. The bowl shot off the counter, and dough sloshed over the sides. The bowl slid out of the kitchen. It skidded down the hallway. It burst out of the house. It ripped through the yard, rebounded off a tree, flew back into the house, down the hall, and into the kitchen. Woof! Woof! The bowl banged into shelves. Containers toppled, and cornmeal rained into the dough. Woof! Woof! The bowl bounced across the kitchen and crash-landed on the large counter. Globs of dough sailed through the air, some splashing into the kettle of oil. "You've turned my special mix into cornbread dough." The tiny baker frowned as dough balls fried in the oil. "Who ever heard of fried cornbread?" He scowled at Pup. "But now it's all we have." The baker fished out golden cornbread balls with a wooden spoon and let them cool. Then he ate one, then another. "Mmm." "Woof, woof," the baker said, "hush, puppy," so quickly it sounded like one word and made him laugh. He tossed a piece of bread to Pup, and she stopped barking. The tiny baker rose early the next morning to fry a large batch of cornbread balls and fish, enough to fill a basket for the village. The tiny baker left the basket on the doorstep of Pup's house and returned home to begin mixing dough for another new bread. Pup stayed home, and when the woman opened the door, she said, "My goodness, where have you been?" She took a fried cornbread ball from the basket and popped it into her mouth as she read the recipe. "Mmm, But why on earth are they called hush puppies? Woof! The Tiny Baker's Hush Puppy Recipe. You'll need Dad, Mom, or another adult to help you with a Tiny Baker's special recipe. 2 cups cornmeal, 1 cup all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 1 teaspoon ground black pepper, 1 dash salt, 1 egg, 1.5 cups plain milk or buttermilk, 1 cup diced onion, 1 cup whole kernel corn, canola oil. Mix cornmeal, flour, baking powder, baking soda, pepper, and salt together in a medium bowl. In another bowl, mix egg and milk together. Pour milk and egg mixture into the bowl of dry ingredients and stir ingredients together. Stir in corn kernels and onion. Heat canola oil in a deep pan or pot and drop in tablespoon-sized balls of batter. Fry the balls until they form a golden brown crust. Remove hush puppies from the pan and place them on a cooling rack. Allow them to cool and then enjoy. Hush Puppy, A Southern Fried Tale was produced and read by C.S. Fuqua for Win Poem Creative in association with Cooperative Inc. Copyright 2013, all rights reserved. For more information about C.S. Fuqua and his work, please visit Chris on the web at csfuqua.weebly.com. That's csfuqua.weebly.com. Woof!